should be here gave me the added nudge I needed. Reminded me of what was important. I heard Hannah say something else, and although I wasn't sure what she was saying, I was reminded I hadn't responded to her nosy-ass comments. I broke eye contact with Dallas and focused on Hannah. "I moved," was all I said, trying to hold my tight smile. I turned back around, not checking to see if Dallas was still there and if he was alone. They'd all know soon enough I was here. The only person who mattered, the only person who would possibly be angry, was Bray. Brent, too, but not the way Bray would be. I'd run from the disaster I'd created in their eyes. Neither knew that losing Bray and hurting Brent would send me back into the darkness. Bray's presence in my life had held it back. When we were together, there was calmness. The music changed and the whispering around the guests stopped. Eyes shifted toward the house and the door opened. Out walked Asher Sutton. He was tall, beautiful, and the smile on his face was genuine. He wasn't nervous. There was no second thoughts for him, no doubts. He knew his life was with Dixie. I envied them both. Asher was a good guy, noble, steadfast, sturdy. You never doubted him. He was selfless, he was dependable. He was better looking than any one man should be. Dixie had chosen well. I was happy knowing she would always be taken care of and loved so completely. I held my breath as the next brother stepped through the door. I thought there was a good chance it was Bray. It wasn't, though. It was Steele. That surprised me. I hadn't imagined he'd be the brother standing next to Asher today. After all they had been through with Dixie, I figured one of the twins would be in that spot. Steele looked at peace. He didn't look broken or pained. The next brother to step out was Brent. I knew them apart, even from a distance. Their expressions, eyes, and stance were nothing alike. The friendly, happy gleam in Brent's eyes was his alone. He didn't see the world the way his twin did. It was as if he had been given all the joy, and because of that, he never could understand me. My nails bit into my palms as they fisted at my sides, anxiety making my heart pound in my chest. Bray would be next, I knew. My entire body knew, and I was having a hard time inhaling. It had been so long since I'd seen him. As much as I wanted to, I was also scared that a panic attack was right there about to grab me, and this was not the place for it to happen. I forced oxygen into my lungs and willed myself to calm down as Bray followed Brent outside, joining the others. I didn't watch for Dallas to exit next. My eyes were locked on Bray. He walked down the stairs and stood beside Brent in front of the house. He didn't appear happy to be with everyone. No smiling, no joy, nothing. His life had been nothing like mine. There was no reason for the dark gleam in his eyes or the anger that always boiled under his surface. But it was there. He didn't hide it. To say I loved Bray Sutton seemed too weak a description. Because my tie to him, need for him, was so great it had controlled me, owned me. He had become my medicine, better than any tiny pill the doctors gave me in their attempt to fix me. I was damaged. Bray made me feel normal. I wasn't the girl who had left this town 8 months ago. I was different now. Life was hard and it kicked you when you were down. Over and over. It didn't care if you needed a break. It didn't care if you needed a moment to regroup. It attacked when it wanted and let up only if it felt like it. I could see all five brothers standing there, but my focus was only on one. I watched his every move. I studied his expression, soaked it in. I wished I could touch his face and say something silly to make him smile like I once had, because making Bray Sutton smile was amazing. He didn't do it often, but when he did, it was the most incredible thing I'd ever seen. Knowing I had that power was just another addicting attachment I had to him. When the memories began pulling me back, taking me to that place I didn't want to be. Bray's smile stopped it instantly. Asher stepped forward and the boys fell in line behind him. Each of them stopped at the front row to kiss their mother's cheek as she smiled with tears shining in her eyes. She leaned close to Bray and quickly said something in his ear. She hadn't spoken to the others. My eyes stayed on Bray as he followed Brent and took his place in front. It took me a moment to realize he was scanning the crowd before his gaze settled on me. His eyes held me captive. They darkened, his body tensed, his jaw clenched. He was angry. My heart sped up and I fought the urge to flee. I was trembling, but I didn't look away. I pleaded with him to understand, or at least my eyes did. I felt them water and I blinked the tears away. I wasn't going to cry. I had to be strong. Meg, a cousin of Dixie's, walked down the aisle and I briefly glanced at her as she passed. A brunette I didn't recognize walked past after Meg. These were Dixie's bridesmaids. It made my throat clog up to think my best friend had girls standing beside her that I didn't even know. She had a world now that I wasn't a part of, and that was my fault. One last bridesmaid walked by. Another unknown face. Bray's eyes kept me suspended, though. I was unable to think about much more. The regret was coming at me from all angles. The wedding march began and everyone stood up. I did so slowly, unable to break eye contact with Bray. I knew Dixie was walking down the aisle. I heard gasps and whispers about how gorgeous she was. I tore my eyes from Bray and turned to watch my best friend. The pure joy beamed from her face, her eyes glued in front of her, on Asher. Seeing it made my heart squeeze. Bray's angry gaze didn't matter right now. Not in this moment. Dixie's dad was teary-eyed as he walked beside her. He was smiling, too, but it was clear he had been crying before they walked out here. Dixie was his only child, his baby girl. Tears welled up in my eyes as I saw her father's emotion. It was beautiful. Everything it should be. Everything I knew I'd never experience. They stopped in front, and Asher Sutton's expression was breathtaking. A tear slipped down my cheek, and I reached up and quickly swiped it away. Another tear followed. I wasn't standing with my friend, like I should have been. My eyes went back to Bray, of their own will, finding him glaring at me still. He didn't want me here. It hurt, but pain was a part of life for me. I lifted my chin and glared back at him. I was here, and I didn't care if he wasn't happy. Bray Sutton could try and scare me. I wasn't weak anymore. I would stand my ground. As the crowd sat and the preacher spoke, I continued glaring at Bray with my shoulders back and my head held high. I would crawl inside myself and shatter when I was alone again, but not here. I would stand my ground. Then the bastard smirked.
Chapter 8. Bray.
She came. Why had I expected her to stay away? This was Scarlet. She was strong-willed, stubborn, passionate, and she had a temper. All of that was flaming brightly in her eyes as she threatened me with a glare. I was shocked to see her here. The red hair had been hers this time. I wanted to smile like a damn idiot because she was here, only a few feet away from me. She shifted her gaze back to Dixie and Asher, but I didn't. It had been 8 long months since I'd seen her face, and I wasn't taking my eyes off her. Not even to see if Brent noticed her in the crowd. I didn't give a fuck. His girlfriend was standing beside Dixie. Sadie and Dixie had become good friends. Brent's attention would be on the bridesmaids, or his particular bridesmaid, at least. He wouldn't be looking out at the guests. I doubted he would realize Scarlet was here until after the wedding. Red hair must not grab his attention, slam into his chest, and cause a riot with his damn pulse. I believe he had claimed to love her when I couldn't make that claim. But I was the one who had the stronger attachment. Fuck. It wasn't an attachment, it was an obsession. Might as well call it what it was. No reason to sugarcoat things. Scarlet was biting her bottom lip, nervously, her mean scowl gone. When she noticed that she had relaxed, her shoulders straightened again. She was mentally coaching herself through this, and it was fucking hilarious. Did she think she was going to leave here without talking to me? Seeing me? She knew me better than that. I wanted answers. I wanted what I had deserved when she fled this place without a word. Fuck all that, I wanted her to come home. Brent was with Sadie now. He didn't look at me with that hurt expression anymore. He didn't even talk about Scarlet. No mention, nothing. Shit, I heard Steele mutter under his breath, and his head turned to look at Brent and me. I could see him out of the corner of my eye, but I stayed focused on Scarlet. I was afraid she might vanish if I lost sight of her. What? Brent whispered. He didn't respond. Dixie and Asher said their vows. I knew when they kissed because the place erupted in cheers, but I missed everything else because of Scarlet. Brent was laughing and clapping beside me, obviously watching the kiss. Scarlet was stealing glances at me, quickly looking back at the now married couple. Her eyes never went to Brent, only me. Jesus, let her breathe, Brent said teasingly to Asher. I felt Dallas step up behind me. Don't make her regret this, he said quietly. At least someone other than me had noticed her. It was hard to convince her to come. That last comment got my attention. I jerked my gaze off her to look at my youngest brother. What does that mean? He shrugged. Took a lot of convincing and guilt to get her to this wedding for Dixie's sake. Don't make my wedding gift a nightmare. You got her here, I asked, furious. I'd never wanted to hurt my youngest brother until this moment. I didn't like the idea of him talking to her. He had warned me that he knew where she was. I hadn't realized they had been chatting, fucking communicating. She left me, sent me to a dark place, and instead of contacting me, she contacted the fucking kid. I took off. We aren't supposed to go yet. We wait until... I kept walking, ignoring Dallas's instructions. I knew the damn drill. Dixie and Asher were walking out, greeting people as they left. We were supposed to follow them out. Steele stopped, offering Mama his arm, and escorting her down the aisle. I wasn't needed. They wouldn't realize I had left. With the guests all standing and their attention on Asher and Dixie, I escaped out the back of the white wedding tent and circled around away from the people to get to Scarlet's side. As I rounded the corner, I saw her red hair. She was dashing away from the crowd, escaping. Like hell, not until she talked to me and answered my goddamn questions. I broke into a run, and although the noise from the wedding was loud, she must have heard my footsteps, because she started running too, back to the Munro's barn, away from all the activity. Good. Perfect. I wanted her alone. Keep running, baby. She almost stumbled in the heel she was wearing. Her green dress was short. The back kept fluttering with the breeze as her legs did their best to get her away from me. I got two glimpses at the white lace panties she was wearing, and my anger was turning into something else. When she reached the barn opening and didn't slow down, continuing to flee, I picked up my pace and grabbed her waist. I tossed her over my left shoulder, taking five more swift strides inside the barn. I didn't set her down until I had closed the door behind us. Bright, furious eyes glared up at me. What are you doing? Are you crazy? Yes, why am I asking that? You're completely insane! I waited until she was done yelling and hitting me in the chest. This is Dixie's wedding day. I am here to see her, not cause a scene. That's what I was afraid of, and why I didn't think I should come. I don't want to ruin her day. She yelled all of this. Now her finger was pointed at my chest and her eyes were glistening with unshed tears. No one had noticed us. Their attention had been on the bride and groom. Only Dallas knew what had happened. I let her continue to fuss, though, simply because I was trying not to throw her on the nearest hay bale and fuck her until we were both sated. Do you ever think of anyone other than yourself? Ever? This day is important, Bray. It is your brother's wedding day. You should be out front with your family. They will notice you were gone. Brent will come looking, and this will be a disaster. I can't even see Dixie now. I will have to leave. She let out a sob and covered her mouth. A tear finally broke free, rolled down her face. You, I replied. She frowned through her tears. What? She asked. You. I think of you. She'd asked if I'd ever thought of someone else, and that was the truth. She closed her eyes and shook her head. Don't. That's done. It has to be. Just don't. Nothing has to be. She sighed and wiped at her face. Yes, it does. Us. It hurts people. We can't hurt people. It's not fair. What I did, it was wrong. We were wrong. Now all we have is regret. I'd rather her slap me and call me a motherfucker than feel regret, anything but that. Hell, she could have taken a damn hoe off the wall and whacked me across the chest, and it would have hurt less. We weren't wrong. Not to me. She'd been the only thing that had ever felt right in my life. I thought it was something she felt, too. This changed things. I'd be damned if I fought for someone who didn't want me.
Chapter 9. Scarlet. He walked out. No more words. Nothing. He just left me standing there in the barn. I didn't follow him. I didn't call out his name to stop him. I wanted to do both, but I stood there, hating myself for what I'd said and the look in his eyes when I had said it. They were lies. Lies we both needed to believe. Lies that had to end the disaster we had created. Bray was the black sheep, the bad boy in the Sutton clan. Everyone in town talked about him. They expected him to mess up. I was just like him. If he wanted something bad enough, he took it, no matter who it hurt. I had done the same. Our need for each other had consumed us, and we never cared what the future held. We had lived in the moment. Those moments were gone now. This was the future, and if I had known then what I knew now, I'd have still done it. Because, like all decisions I made, it was my past that drove me. Hanging my head, I let the emotion take me a moment. The pain slicing through me and the ache that was always there now pumping heavy in my veins. I was strong. The weak Scarlet was gone. She hadn't won. I would make it through this. I would get it together and walk out there and find Dixie. Tell her congratulations, she was beautiful, it was perfect, and I loved her. Then I would leave. Tonight, when I was alone in my trailer, I would crumble. Get it out. Inside my trailer, there was no pretending. I could be honest. Real. I would let it all out and move forward. But right now, I had to pretend. Suck it up and deal. One more long exhale, and I wiped the tears from my face. I held my shoulders back, lifted my chin high, and faced the door that Bray had left open in his exit. Time to do this. I had come for Dixie. The sun was warm on my skin, but the warmth did nothing for the empty coldness inside me. For a moment in that barn, I had wanted to run into Bray's arms, to tell him I loved him and beg him to forgive me for leaving. But that was the old Scarlet, the one who didn't care about anyone she was hurting and thought she had to be in Bray's arms to survive. I was different now. I saw what destruction could be caused if I didn't face my own demons. I wasn't doing that again. The wedding guests were walking from Dixie's front yard to the Suttons, where the reception would be held. They'd drink, dance, eat, and laughter would fill the air. Smiles all around, happiness, joy, and all the emotions I had always wanted. I'd longed for them, and I only found them with Bray. It was ironic and unfair that a guy that would never love me brought me the only happiness I had experienced. The time spent in Bray's arms were my moments, the ones I would never forget. I turned to look up at the tent where the ceremony had been held and saw the wedding party getting photos taken. Bray and Brent would both be there, but so would Dixie. The worst of this was over. I'd seen Bray, spoken to him. That alone had shattered what little strength I had, but I would muster up all I could to speak to my best friend and hope she forgave me. The walk back up the hill toward the yard gave me time to get myself back together, find my poise, prepare to face this. I didn't know how Brent would react. I trusted Bray to remain silent and ignore me. I had said what needed to be said, and he'd walked away. No more words were needed. He was finished. I had ended it for him. I swallowed past the lump in my throat several times. I had to forget the look on his face as I had lied to him. In order to speak, I had to push that away. The lump was massive, and I didn't expect it to leave anytime soon. As I reached the tent, the bride was smiling up at the groom while the photographer took photos. The Sutton boys were all talking and laughing. All except Bray. He was missing. Dallas was grinning from ear to ear at Brent when his gaze shifted to me. His smile changed. He was studying me, trying to decide what had happened between me and Bray. I'm sure he was wondering if he had made a mistake urging me to come. Scarlett! Dixie's voice snapped my attention back to her. She was standing there one moment, picking up her dress and running toward me the next. Tears were back. This time they were bittersweet. I didn't want her running in that dress, so I made my way toward her at the same speed. Her face was filled with joy. I felt guiltier for not being a part of her special day and not being by her side while she planned the wedding. The moment we were close enough, she wrapped her arms around me. "You're here," she said joyfully. I blinked, and my tears escaped. "It's my best friend's wedding day," I reminded her. She squeezed me tighter as I hugged her back. "I haven't heard from you. I didn't know. But you came. Thank you." She sounded as if she were getting close to tears now, too. She didn't need to mess up her makeup. She had more pictures to take. "I'm sorry, Dixie. I just didn't want to ruin your big day by causing drama by my presence. In the end, Dallas convinced me you'd want me here." Dixie finally pulled back and looked at me. She saw my tear-streaked face and concern clouded her eyes. "It took Dallas to convince you that I would want you here? Scar, what happened wasn't your fault. It was equal. Bray stood up there beside his brother. You had as much right to be here or up there beside me. Brent wasn't your brother. In my opinion, Bray's actions were worse." I shook my head. I wasn't letting her do that. Not for me. I knew the truth. I did everything I could to get Bray's attention. "No, it's my fault. But that's not what today is about. It's about how beautiful you are, how perfect your wedding is, and how happy I am for you. That's why I'm here, and to tell you I'm sorry. I should have kept in touch. Answered all your calls. I just couldn't. I needed to alienate myself to deal. It doesn't excuse me, but it's why I've been out of reach." Dixie's hands took mine and she held them firmly. "It's okay. I was upset at first, hurt, but I get it. I had to think it through, put myself there, and I get it. I wanted to run, too. When I was standing between two brothers, I wanted to run. What I did was as bad as what you did, but my brush with death made us all see a little clearer, and I realized what is important in this world. Except Asher and me, it doesn't make what I did okay." I glanced over her shoulder and saw Asher talking to Brent, who looked tense. Dallas was watching us and talking to Steele at the same time. Bray was still missing. I don't think they see it that way, I told her.
She glanced back at them.
They can get over it. This is my wedding day, and I didn't have my best friend up there beside me. You're staying. I want you here. Please, don't go. Brent said something and scowled. Asher stepped toward him, as if he was warning him. Dix, that doesn't look good, I told her. She let go of my right hand, but kept my left one in hers, tugging me with her toward the boys. I tried to protest, but the determined look on her face was startling. Dixie wasn't so fierce normally.
Brent Sutton, shut up and listen to me. This is my wedding day, and this is my best friend. I do not care about the past. You should be past it, too. Sadie stood up here with me today. You have told her you love her. That being the case, you have moved on from Scarlett. I will not have her leave here because you want to have a little fit like a freaking baby.
Dallas chuckled, but I didn't look his way.
Guess I should've let her handle it to begin with,
Asher said with an amused tone. Brent glared at me, but his expression softened on Dixie.
She's why Bray has gone missing.
Dixie shrugged her shoulders.
I don't care. Let him run. He can be an ass if he wants to. But I want to dance and enjoy my reception with my best friend there, too. You and Bray got to stand by your brother. I didn't have Scarlett beside me.
Brent thought about that a minute. Then he shrugged.
Fine. You're right. It's over. Who cares if Bray is here or not?
Brent said, the tension leaving his stance. He didn't look my way again. Asher stepped in front of me.
Thanks for coming, Scarlett.
Thanks for letting me stay, I replied.
One question, though. Did Bray see you?
I nodded. Yes. We have spoken and gotten our closure. Asher didn't look convinced.
Good.
Dixie squeezed my hand.
It's going to be okay.
It never would be. Not for me.
Chapter 10. Bray. The walk from Dixie's house to mine didn't give me the time I needed to get over that shit. The party was starting up in my front yard. A band was already playing, and the tent in our yard was filling up. I stood there and had to endure the entire thing while watching Scarlett. That's all I could manage for Asher. Instead of going toward the house, I turned toward my barn. Dallas's punching bag no longer seemed stupid. I needed to hit something. The frustration was turning into rage the further I got away from Scarlett. I hadn't expected her to run back into my arms, but damned if I expected that cold shutdown. The regret in her eyes fucking killed me. That's not how I felt. I thought she felt the same as I did. Hell, I had thought she felt more than I did. Apparently 8 months was enough time to forget and move on for her. Bray Sutton, Mama's stern voice called out loudly over the yard before I reached the barn. For 1 second I considered ignoring her, but that was only for a brief second. I wasn't insane. Close, but not entirely. You keep walking, boy, and you'll wish you hadn't, she warned. Shit, I muttered, before stopping and turning toward my angry mother. What? I replied, unable to keep my own emotions in check. Don't even think about taking yourself in that barn. I told you at the wedding, the girl was here, and for you to keep your head about you. There's pictures going on up there. She pointed at Dixie's. That's where you belong. When I had walked down the aisle, Mama had whispered, She's here. Don't you dare ruin your brother's wedding. Keep your head. I wasn't a kid who needed warning, but then again, I was doing exactly what she said not to do. This keeping my head for Asher's sake was getting old. You're asking too much of me, I told her, She closed the distance between us and shoved her finger into my chest as she looked up at me. No, I am not. You did this, boy. You made this bed, and now lying in it ain't no fun. What good did you ever think would come of it, sleeping with your brother's girlfriend? I ain't saying it was all you. She did it too. But you were his brother, his twin. Taking what ain't yours was wrong. Now, today is about Asher and Dixie, and you will not make it about you. You'll march yourself right into that reception, smile, and be a good brother. Scarlett had only started dating Brent to get to me. I'd had her first. I wouldn't be exclusive. I didn't want one woman. The idea suffocated me. She'd gone and tried to force my hand, using not only my brother, but my twin. It had worked. She'd made me fucking crazy with jealousy. But I wasn't going to tell Mama that because I didn't like how it made Scarlett look. And motherfucker, if I didn't want to protect her still. Okay, was all I could say. The old Bray would walk into the reception, find a single girl, and seduce her right there in front of Scarlett. But getting up the desire to even try was too damn draining. Good. They're headed this way now. You missed pictures. I ain't forgetting that, she snapped. Turning, she stormed off back toward the house. I had been in plenty damn photos before the wedding with Asher and the others. I didn't see why there had to be more anyway. Fuck the pictures. With one last glance at the barn and the punching bag, I had been about to release some aggression on. I followed Mama back to the house to meet the others as they arrived. If I was lucky, Scarlett would have left. The second I thought that, the pain in my chest squeezed at the idea of her leaving again. Away from me. Away from here. She was done with us. I had to do the same. At one time, she'd wanted me so badly. She tried to force me to want her by using jealousy. I'd messed up. It was over. Time to move the fuck on with my life. Stop thinking of her. Let it go. Brent sure had easily enough. I reached the tent about the time the others had parked and were headed toward us. Brent, Dallas, and Steele were all shooting daggers my way. My absence during pictures was a bigger deal than I thought it would be. Dixie must have been upset. Shit, now I'd have to deal with Asher. You're a complete dick, Steele said angrily. Selfish motherfucker, Dallas added. Brent studied me before finally saying, It's over. Move on. I was too raw from the confrontation with Scarlett. Being forced to be here by Mama and my own all-consuming pain that I didn't fucking want to be threatened by Brent. I took 3 steps toward him until I was in his face. Before I could say anything, hands were on both my arms and I was pulled back. Jesus, Bray! It's Asher's wedding reception, Steele said, pulling me harder. The glint of red hair in the corner of my eye caught my attention. And my eyes shifted over Brent's shoulder. Beside Dixie was Scarlett. Both of them were paused, watching me. Us. Waiting. Dixie looked angry. Scarlett looked terrified. She hadn't left. Her eyes almost appeared to be begging me to stop. She told me it was over. I jerked my arms loose from Steele's grasp. Let me go. I'm not going to do anything. I said, glancing at Brent, but you need to keep your mouth shut. You move the fuck on. She's not yours anymore. Brent scowled at me. No, she's not. But she's not yours either. She's here for Dixie. Let her be. Leave it alone. He was right. She hadn't come back for me. She'd come back for Dixie. I turned and stalked to the far right corner where the bar was set up. To get a beer. I'd stand back here and keep to myself. I'd watch her from here because I was fucking weak. I picked up a beer and downed it, not caring if anyone had a problem that I was underage. This was private property. They could suck my dick. I needed a damn beer. I needed a case of fucking beers. She was going to leave. Dixie begged her not to, Dallas said from behind me. She wants to be here with Dixie, but she doesn't want to cause any drama. I took another long drink. I knew why she was here. Why did everyone think I needed reminding? I wasn't hitting anyone. Brent's ass was still standing. They could calm the fuck down. I know that, I replied when I finally turned to face him. You went and talked her into coming. Congratulations. But back off, baby brother. I ain't in the mood to listen to any more warnings. Dallas frowned at me. I'm not scared of you, Bray. If I have to, I will stop you. His tone didn't seem threatening. More nervous. I laughed loudly, because that was the funniest shit I'd heard all day. I pointed my beer at him and grinned. You may be large, but don't think you can take me. It takes more than size, baby brother. It takes truly not giving a fuck mixed with crazy. I got both. Dallas looked concerned. Then control your crazy. For Asher. Back off my ass for Asher, I shot back. Dallas sighed, shook his head, finally resigned to leave me the hell alone. Brent's gaze was locked on me, watching me. I downed my beer and held his gaze. When he didn't stop staring at me, I did the mature thing and gave the fucker my middle finger before getting another beer.
Chapter 11. Scarlet. Dixie squeezed my hand.
It's okay. The others will control Bray. I have to greet people with Asher. Get a drink, relax, enjoy yourself. When we take our seats, I'll have a chair added to my table for you. Come sit there. I knew she couldn't stay with me the entire time. It was her wedding. She had to go be the bride. But facing this alone was terrifying. I forced a smile. I'll be fine. Go be social, I told her. Asher put an arm around her waist and kissed the top of her head. The happy glow on her face was enough for me to push through my fear. I could do this for her. She wanted me to be here. I would be here. Dixie smiled and made her way toward the other guests, who were anxious to gush over the beautiful bride. I watched for a moment, glad she had gotten her Sutton boy. She would have never been this happy with Steele. He was a good man, but he wasn't the one for her. Asher always had been, even when I'd hated him for hurting her. I knew they were meant to be. I just couldn't say that. Dixie had lived through enough pain. Glancing around, I saw Dallas heading my way. He was one Sutton brother I didn't mind talking to. Brent still hadn't spoken to me alone. I didn't want to face him without others around. He hated me still. That much was obvious. Dallas was taller than the others now, but his face still held youthfulness. His age was easy to detect, although he seemed to think he was grown now. That was cute. He'd always been the prettiest of them all and the most charismatic.
You made it through the hardest part. Time to take a deep breath and chill, Dallas said, as he came to stand beside me.
I didn't agree. Brent hasn't approached me alone yet. He hates me. I would like to avoid him. Dallas shook his head.
I don't think he will. If Sadie sees him talking to you, he'll have trouble in paradise. She's a bit jealous. Sweet and all, but she doesn't know about you. At least not yet. He can't talk to a good-looking woman and her not get upset.
I'm glad he found someone, I replied honestly. I wouldn't have been able to say that if we'd been talking about Bray. That would have been too much.
Bray hasn't. He's back to not taking women seriously.
When had he ever not done that? Even when he was with me, he slept around. I was never enough. He wasn't a one-woman guy. Knowing that should have been enough for me to have kept my distance, instead of trying to force him to want more with me. But I was broken before Bray. I didn't expect to ever have the kind of love normal people had. It would take a person who could handle my issues.
Let's get a drink, Dallas suggested.
You're not old enough to drink, I told him. He grinned.
Neither are you.
Maybe we should get a soda or punch, I replied.
Yeah, you're right. If Mama catches me with a beer, she'll be pissed.
She absolutely would, I nodded my head in agreement.
Dixie was really happy to see you. I believe I delivered the best wedding gift here. Thanks for coming.
I smiled up at Dallas. I was your wedding gift? He nodded.
Hell yeah, you were. And a damn hard one to achieve.
He was proud of himself for getting me here. I was thankful he'd talked me into coming. He was right. Dixie wanted me here. If I thought about the distance I'd put between us, the guilt came back. She hadn't deserved my ignoring her calls and texts. Once again, I had been selfish. Seemed to be my thing. I had to change that, too. Think about others first, and myself last.
Scarlet, we need to talk,
Brent said, stepping in front of us as we reached the drink table.
Don't do this, Dallas said to him. This is Dixie's day. Back off.
Brent glared at him.
I'm aware of that, but I'm not asking to cause a fucking scene right here in the middle of everyone. I'm asking to go somewhere alone and talk. There are some things I need to say.
And she's aware of all you need to say. She knows what happened and her part in it. Go find Sadie,
Dallas told him.
Fuck off, Dallas,
Brent snarled.
No one asked you to get in the middle of this.
I had to do something before that scene they were talking about not having blew up. It's fine. You want to talk, Brent? We can talk, I said, stopping them from going any further. Dallas, get your drink. Let me get this over with. He has a right to tell me whatever he wants to. I was the one in the wrong, not Brant. Dallas didn't look convinced.
I promised Dixie I would protect you from this shit.
You can tell her I agreed to it if she asks. I tried to reassure him. Then I glanced at Brant. Lead the way. Brant didn't reply. He turned and headed for the back of his house. I followed with one last smile at Dallas. He was worried. There was no reason to be. I wasn't scared of Brent. I dreaded what he had to say, but he wasn't like Bray. They were complete opposites. Brent was the guy who would love completely, the one you could trust to cherish you. I'd thrown that away for the wild look in Bray's eyes. Heat. I felt it. The warmth that filled my veins. A tingle that went down my spine. Turning my head, my eyes locked, with Bray's. He was watching me, his dark gaze following me as I left with Brant. Excitement came quickly and left. That look had been one that came before moments with him I would never forget. Right now, it meant something else. He wasn't about to give me the orgasm of my life. He was angry. For once, I wasn't using Brent to make him jealous or get his attention. I was giving Brent the satisfaction of telling me how much he hated me, how awful I was, what a terrible person I was. That was all I was doing. I tried to relay that with my eyes, but I doubted it worked. Bray didn't know me like that. He hadn't taken time to get to know me other than my clothes being off, his dick in my mouth, or pumping into me while I screamed his name, begging him to never stop. That was all Bray knew about me, my willingness to do whatever he asked of me. I tore my eyes off the man that I'd let own me. I'd been looking for some sort of acceptance, to be owned. He seemed like the man to do it. I shook my head to clear that thought. I continued following his brother, who was stalking toward their barn. Yet another barn with another Sutton boy. Seemed to be the theme of the day. Hopefully, Brent would walk away, done with me like his brother had. Then I could truly put this behind me. He stopped before we reached the barn, swung around to face me. He'll be here in a few seconds. I don't have much time, Brent said, looking disgusted. If he meant Bray, I knew he was wrong. Bray was done. We'd had our ending. I know you came for Dixie. When I first saw you, I was furious.
After calming down, I realized it wasn't about Bray or me. It was for Dixie. If it had been about either of us, you'd have come back sooner. I simply nodded. I was waiting on the cursing and the name-calling. What you did. I almost let it destroy Bray and me. I hated him, blamed him. One day, I realized I loved my brother more than I ever loved you. I had to forgive, move on. You were gone. Bray was in a dark place with his issues. Bray didn't like me. Hell, he didn't like the rest of us. He's twisted in a way we all have to accept. What he did shouldn't have surprised me. What you did, however, was shocking. Painful. I started to say I was sorry because I was, but he held up his hand to stop me from speaking. Let me get this all out. I don't need you to speak. I've heard enough from you already. He spoke to me as if I were the most distasteful thing he'd ever experienced. That stung. I found happiness again. I found real happiness. Sadie loves me, really loves me. She doesn't give Bray longing glances like I'd seen you do. I'd refuse to believe. I saw hints. I just didn't want to think it was true. It was my fault for ignoring the obvious, too. I feel sorry for you. Bray doesn't love. His world revolves around lust and taking what feels good, what he wants. You fell into that and got sucked right in. He used you for his pleasure. It was as unfair to you as it was to me. But again, I love my brother. I can forgive his insanity. As for you, there is no forgiveness. I have nothing to forgive. I only feel pity for you. He stopped talking. I stood there, waiting for him to say more. But he was done. I opened my mouth to say something, but no words came out. He felt sorry for me. He had no idea. My loving Bray was the last thing he should pity. There were more painful things. Things he'd never know. We had something in common. I do too, I finally replied. He frowned. What? I shrugged. We agree on something. I feel sorry for me too. Now if you're done, I'd like to return to the party. Brent didn't reply right away. He had thought his words would hurt me, cause tears or drama. That Scarlet was no more. After a few moments, he simply nodded. Goodbye, Brent. And for what it is worth, I am happy you found love. The real kind. I didn't stay to hear his response or see his expression. I walked away, back to the tent. One more door to the past closed firmly behind me.
Chapter 12. Bray. 8 minutes and 15 seconds. That's how long Scarlet had been talking to Brent. I shouldn't have been timing them. I shouldn't have fucking cared, but I did. Scarlet came back from behind the house first, her chin once again lifted up a notch, and her shoulders straight. She looked determined. I watched her as she scanned the crowd. She turned and walked toward the drinks. Her eyes had skipped right past me. She'd known I was here, and it had been a deliberate move, one that made me smile despite myself. There had always been a fire about Scarlet that drew me in. She threw caution to the wind and did exactly what she wanted, went after the thrill and excitement in life. I appreciated that. I wanted to get a taste of it, tame her. She was different now. That fire had been replaced with something else. She wasn't out for her own pleasure anymore. There was a look in her eyes that was harder than before. Scarlet had always been tough, but this was different. It intrigued me. Brent's reappearance caught my attention, and I saw Sadie, whatever her last name was, run toward him with a bright smile. His serious expression turned softer. She made him happy. Sadie was the kind of girl Brent belonged with. They fit. Scarlet had too much passion for Brent. I shifted my gaze back to Scarlet to see if she was watching Brent and Sadie. She wasn't. She was getting punch, oblivious to her surroundings. Dallas walked up to her yet again, and I got fucking annoyed. What did he think he was? Her damn guardian? Jesus, the kid needed to back off. Scarlet looked up at him with relief in her eyes. There wasn't attraction or interest. She was just thankful to have a friend. I shouldn't give a shit, but I felt myself relax when I saw her visibly ease up on all that tension that had her so stiff. He said something, and she laughed. Dallas was good with women. He had been since birth. I forced myself to look away from the two of them and reach for another beer before going to find myself a distraction. Anything to keep me from watching her every damn move. Dallas and Dixie would watch over her. She wasn't here alone. It wasn't my job to care if she had someone with her or not. She was a big girl, one who regretted me. I was sure a lot of females regretted me, but Scarlet had owned me in ways no one else had. Her regret struck deep. Simply put, I gave a fuck. Moving from my spot by the bar, I made my way toward Dixie's cousin. I'd caught her eyes on me enough times to know she was inviting me over. It had started at the rehearsal last night. She had watched me more than the wedding director. I had other plans last night, though. She wasn't in them. Tonight, she might be. Dixie had introduced her, but I had no idea what her name was. I hadn't been paying attention. The dark brown curls and big blue eyes were a good combination. She had nice curves, too. I could get distracted enough to make it through this evening. Her eyes lit up as I locked mine on hers, making my way in her direction. I watched as she tried to subtly shift her stance into a more attractive one. The stance where her tits were on display and her legs were in better view. I didn't know the other girl she was standing with. They weren't from here. Had to be out-of-town family or friends. I did a quick glance to see if any one of them was more appealing, but decided I would stick with her. The others looked slightly frightened of me. "Hello, Bray," she said, with a drawl that was southern but not from Alabama. Even better, she didn't live in the state. I nodded. "Hello, ladies," I replied, giving the others a quick glance, turning back to lock on her. "We haven't officially met," I told her, hoping I'd get a name. She blushed, and her eyes sparkled with excitement. Normally, that was all it took for me, but with Scarlet in the vicinity, it was hard to concentrate on this attempt at a distraction. She tilted her head and let her curls fall over her left shoulder. "I'm Meg," she replied. "Dixie's cousin." Meg. Easy to remember. Nothing like Scarlet. I had to stay away from any name remotely close to Scarlet's. I'd hooked up with a Samantha, and the S was apparently too much on me because in the middle of sex I'd called her Scarlet. Twice. "You're not from around here," I said, trying to get the exact distance she lived from me before pursuing this any further. The further, the better. No clingy stuff. "I'm from Savannah," she said, making her drawl even thicker as she said it. That must work for her with other men. "Bray, I need to talk to you a moment," Asher interrupted me. "Hello, ladies. I hope you're enjoying yourselves," he said to the females. Meg didn't look pleased about his sudden appearance. She managed a tight smile for him. "It's beautiful, all of it," the blonde beside Meg said with too much enthusiasm. Asher nodded. "Good. Please, help yourself to the refreshments. The meal will begin soon. If you'll excuse us, I need my brother for a moment." The other girls thanked him and gave their silly responses. Meg, however, was frustrated. I winked at her before following my brother away from the tent and toward the hill that led to Dixie's house. Once we were safely out of earshot of the other guests, he stopped and turned to me. "She's Dixie's cousin. Don't go there," Asher said. "She wants it. She's been eye-fucking me since last night," Asher sighed. Meg is just getting over a broken engagement. She's not emotionally ready for you to take her in the barn and use her to forget Scarlet is here. Don't do this. Sounds to me like she needs a good hot fuck, not to be ignored by the guy she's been checking out since she got here, I stated. Jesus, Bray, don't be so damn insensitive. The girl is hurting. I smirked. No, she needs someone to show her she's sexy and to reassure her that the sex with her ex wasn't that good. I figure I can cock her both in about 20 minutes. Asher scowled at me. I'm asking you not to go there. Can't you leave the guests alone and go out tonight? Find someone else to make you forget Scarlet? Forgetting Scarlet wasn't happening. Not when she was here. Not when all I had to do was scan the crowd to find her. Whoever I fucked would have her face in my head. It would be Scarlet I was fucking. Fine. It's your wedding day. I'll back off if that's what you want. But I think she's going to be disappointed. Her ego needed a boost. I was willing to boost it. Asher frowned and looked back at the tent. It'll upset Dixie. Meg might want your attention and would likely gladly go to the barn with you, but Dixie will worry. That I understood. I didn't like it or agree, but I got what he was saying. I'll go back to the bar, keep to myself. I'd say go mingle with the others, but that's not you. Don't drink too much, though. Mama will chew your ass. Too late. She's already got after me for missing the pictures. Asher grinned then. You fucking deserved it. Possibly. I still didn't give a fuck.
Chapter 13. Scarlet. The guests were being seated for the meal. Although I dreaded this part, sitting at a table with both Bray and Brent, it also meant the evening would be closer to the end. I could leave. Go back to my trailer. My job. My solitude. I never realized how loneliness was comforting. Not until I let go of needy people. Dixie's eyes found mine, and she smiled brightly. I walked toward her as she waved me over. I wasn't part of the wedding party. To everyone else, this would look odd. Me sitting here at their table. If it's what Dixie wanted, I was doing it. I didn't care what people thought of me. That was something I'd dealt with my entire life. The whispers and judgment about my mother. She deserved it all, of course. I'll walk you to your seat, Della said from beside me. I'd forgotten he was there. He'd been quiet the last few minutes. His endless chatter had stopped when something else had caught his attention. Thanks, I told him. I was grateful for him standing beside me through the socializing part. After having to face Bray and Brent, I wasn't emotionally stable enough to walk around and pretend I was fine. Nothing was fine with me. He walked me right up to Dixie, pulling out the chair beside her. This where you want her? Dallas asked Dixie.
Yes, thank you, Dallas, Dixie replied as she grabbed my hand in hers. This is how it should be, she told me.
I tried not to tear up, but I couldn't help tearing up a little. My eyes stung. Who was supposed to sit here? I asked.
Meg, but she's moved down one. I told her already, she doesn't mind.
I didn't like Meg very much right now. I'd seen Bray walk over and talk to her. She'd flirted and batted her eyelashes at him. It had been ridiculous. And exactly what I should expect. My face must have given my thoughts away because Dixie leaned in close to my ear.
You know how Bray is. Asher made sure nothing would happen.
He spoke to Asher, she whispered. I had witnessed that too. I'd immediately known what was happening when Asher showed up and took Bray away from the females. The relief I'd felt was ridiculous. As if I had any reason to care. There was nothing between Bray and me. All it had ever been was lust on his part. I'd never been special to him. He'd never treated me the way a man in love treats a woman. But he had been what I wanted. He'd been an escape. It's fine, I assured her.
I saw you leave with Brent, Everything okay there? She asked. I nodded. Closure, I told her. She gave me a kiss on my cheek. Thank you for being here. I know this was hard to do. I leaned into her and hugged her waist. You're more important to me than them. Than that. Dixie sighed, as if she